Hi there, you are listening to Warrior's Way Podcast, episode 131. This is season 4, and we're trying something a little bit different this year. It's going to be a little bit more organic. I am out for a walk in the sunshine, and you're walking with me. Now, hopefully, at least the plan is to keep it that way, just a little bit different than what we've been doing in past seasons, and still getting to the nuts and bolts of things. So what I had a request recently that I talk about what training means. It came from a really great fellow by the name of Chris. And sorry, I'm just crossing the street. This is what happens when you record live, trying to dodge traffic. Hopefully you don't get attacked by seagulls. And anyways, what Chris was asking was, you know, if I could go into a little bit more detail about, you know, the concept behind training can be everything, and how to do that. Because if you think about it, when we set out on this path of training, in, you know, in a lot of your cases, we're talking about martial arts training, maybe you're, you know, going to class a couple times a week, and I'd guess that you're there for, you know, maybe an hour, and that, so that's 2 hours a week. That's, if you think about it, not a lot of time. If you put it into perspective, I'm pretty sure that a lot of you listening are watching more television than that in a week. So then the question is how do you train? How do you get the most out of this process? And the only real answer is that you have to make it something that you do all the time. That means that the way you train has to be something that creates something in your life that matters. I'll put it into a different perspective. I like to tell people sometimes that if you are a musician, you play music. And what I mean by that is, like, say me, for instance, I play the violin. It matters to me. So that means that, you know, I open up my violin case every day and I play the thing, you know, and I often am trying to get at it for, you know, at least an hour. Now, if, say, I only put in 2 hours a week, obviously, you know, over time those hours are going to add up, but it's going to take a long time. They say that to be an expert at something, you have to put in something like 10,000 hours. And I don't know about you, but if it's something that I care about and something that I want to do, I want to be the best that I can be at that thing for myself. I'm not talking, you know, I want to be the best whatever on planet Earth. I'm saying I want to be the best that I can be at it. And that means putting in the time. And like I said, if it matters to you, then you will put in the time. You'll find the time. So many people, you know, you think about things like meditation, for instance. People will often say that, you know, oh, I don't have time for that. Come on, you have 24 hours in the day. What you're really saying is that you don't really have the desire to put in the time for that. And you hear the same thing for people that are like, I don't have time for the gym. I don't have time to read a book. I don't have time to, you know, go for a walk. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Literally all that you have is time. And you, unfortunately, have a limited amount of it. So how you spend that time that you can devote to those things that you really want to get better at, the things that you really love, you have to do it in a thoughtful manner. That means that we need to actually think about how we do what we do and what we can do. So I'm going to give you a bit of an example of what I mean. So I wear around an Apple Watch, which I think is a great thing because it tracks my activity and, you know, gives me all these awesome bits of information that otherwise I wouldn't have about, you know, my heart and my breathing and my steps and everything else. And I think that's great information myself. But one thing that it does, which I find super cool, is that it reminds me when I, you know, have been out for a walk, for instance, and I get home, to wash my hands. So it has this little pop-up that reminds me, hey, wash your hands. And I take that 20 seconds or whatever it is, and I use that time to not just wash my hands, which is an important thing. I think we all know that by now, I hope. But I use that time to cultivate compassion. So as I'm washing my hands, I think to myself that I'm washing away the suffering of all living things. And now I'm not naive enough to believe that, you know, as I'm washing my hands, I'm actually washing away the suffering of all living beings. But what I think I'm doing, actually what I know I'm doing, is I'm cultivating that awareness of compassion and building that inside of me. And not just as a kind of, yeah, whatever thing. It's something that I do over and over and over again throughout the day. So it grows. Now you can do the same type of thing with everything. You know that this body is the only thing that you really have. At least I hope. Though the thing you're listening to this podcast on, you don't really have that someday. It's going to end up in the garbage in a landfill somewhere or in somebody else's pocket. You don't really have the clothes you wear, and you don't really have the house you live in. All these things eventually will similarly be in a landfill or somebody else's. But what you do have is you. And that is a very important thing for us to always try to keep in mind, because if you don't, you'd kind of just go through life with the blinders on and you're not aware of any of the things that actually matter. You think that this life is going to last forever. You think that the things that you own, big truck driving by, you think the things that you own actually matter to you, but none of that matters. What matters is this super precious human life that you have right now and what you're going to do with it. I mean, the odds of even having that, I think about this kind of stuff daily, just the odds that I have this chance and I have this life. I mean, it's such a special and rare thing, a human life. It's very precious. But what are you doing with it? What are you doing with your life? Well, one thing you should be able to do with your life is be as fit as you can for the time that you've got. That means carving out time, at least a few times a week, to get your body able to do the things that you love to do for as long as you can. I also think that that means you need to carve out time to get the crazy monkey that lives on top of your shoulders under control with some serious meditation and training. I also think that you need to crack open a book, do research, get smarter. Because again, this is what you've got. Think of the things that you can learn by reading. Reading is like direct transmission from one person's mind to yours, which is actually kind of crazy. So if you start to think of your life in this way, then everything kind of changes and you start to see things a bit differently, or a lot differently. Now, none of this is easy. I mean, the easiest thing in life is just to sit on the couch and crack open a drink and or whatever else and just create delusion in your life that's even more deep and penetrating than is already there. And believe me, there's plenty of it there for all of us. But if you take a look at your life and what you want out of it, and you start to think about things in terms of, you know, how to get more from this life, start to think of what training means to you, start to think of how I can get better at the things that I love to do. Well, when you start to do that, everything kind of lays itself out all on its own. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to, you know, become obsessive and literally make every single second about, you know, becoming the greatest Kyokushin karate master that has ever lived. But it also doesn't mean that you can't. The future is not written. And the things that you do right now, the things that you do in your life, the things that you do for the world around you, it reverberates and it makes a difference. And it's easy to forget that. I tell my kids' classes all the time to be a good friend, and I ask them every time that we get together, like, you know, give me a good friend story. And it doesn't have to be for their little buddies. It can be for little animals, little bugs, you know, all the world around them. Because I need to know that what is really happening for them, what their training is about becoming better. Now, we're all going to fail. We're all going to learn. We're all going to, you know, make some choices that later you're going to look back and you're going to be like, what the heck was that? And that's part of the process too. That's training too, especially if you learn from those things. The opposite of that, you know, obvious, is that you just keep doing the same things over and over again and you don't get better and you don't train yourself in the right way, or you train yourself in the wrong way, which is, you know, martial arts wise, to become a thug, to become more aggressive, to become angrier, to, you know, go to the dark side. And I don't think the world needs that. What we need are more good people. We need people that care. We need people that want the world better. We want the world full of people that are striving to be good friends. And in little bits and in little ways, that becomes the training. The physical aspect, yeah, it's important and it's fun. But hopefully that's all just pure fantasy. You know, you're never going to get into a confrontation. You're never going to have to do what you do on the mats. At least that's my hope and wish for you. But the things that you get from that training when you have an enhanced view, when you look at things differently, when you start to really see just how this life is full of magic. This life is so awesome. This life is such a gift. And to do everything that you can to not just preserve that, but to truly, truly enjoy it for the time you're here. So there you go. I think I'll stop there for this first kick at the can. at this organic way of doing things. So I hope that you'll kind of hoist some of this aboard yourself and really try to come up with creative ways to train, creative ways to see your world and to change yourself and to become every single day just that little bit more. Not necessarily better, but more. I'm James Eek, and this is the Warrior's Way podcast. Check out our website. Just do a search for Warrior's Way or head on over to warriorsway.ca. And if you love what we do, drop me a line. Give a awesome review. Give a whole bunch of stars. Head over to Patreon. Give us some support there. And have a great life. And that's the best that any of us can do. So train hard. Have fun. And be a good friend.